Shavuos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph continues the discussion of Yedios HaTumah, somebody who ate Kachim or went into the Beis HaMikdash, and there was somehow an instance of forgetting that he was Tameh when he did that, and he has to bring Korbanos for this. So we taught the Halachos in Perek Aleph, and now we teach them in more detail. Yedios HaTumah Shtayim Shehein Arba. As we said in the first mission in the Masechta, there are two laws when it comes to becoming aware and forgetting that one is Tameh, or that the food he's eating is Tameh, and they actually then become four laws, as we're going to see. Nitma v'yoda. Somebody became Tameh, he knew he was Tameh, v'ne'el ma mimenu hatoma, and then he forgot that he was Tameh, and he ate kachim, v'zachar es ha-kodesh. He knew what he was eating was kodesh, was kachim, but he forgot that he was Tameh. Nela mimenu hakodesh. So that's the first case of forgetfulness. Second case, nela mimenu hakodesh, v'zachara satuma. He knew that he was tameh, but he did not know that what he was eating was kachim. So he didn't think he was transgressing anything by eating that particular burger, and he finds out later it was a kachim burger. Third, this is now not the third case, but it's an additional case that we add just for informational purposes. So this is not going to be the third case. The first case was he knew he was Tameh, and then he forgot. And the second case was he didn't know that he was eating Kachim, but he knew he was Tameh. So he only found all these things out later. Ne'elmu mimenu zeh v'zeh. He forgot both. He forgot that he was Tameh, and he didn't realize, or he forgot that he was eating Kachim, v'achlas ha-kodesh, and he ate the Kachim v'lo yada. And because he had forgotten that he was Tameh, and he forgot that what he was eating was Kachim, he had no clue he was doing anything wrong. And then after he ate Yoda, then he became aware that he had done an Avera. So in all three of these cases, including the third one, which is just kind of tossed in there, HaRezeh Ba'olav Yored. The carbon that the guy brings is the income-based carbon that we discussed in the first parak, called the carbon Olav Yored, where the rich person brings a large animal and the poor person can even bring a carbon mincha, some fine flour, as a carbon that he can bring as a chatas to get over this Avera he did. Nitma v'yoda, now the third case of the two that become four, he became Tameh, and he knew he was Tameh, v'ne'el ma mimenu hatumah, and then he forgot that he was Tameh, v'zachar es ha-mikdash, and he remembered that he was going into the Beis HaMikdash, so in that situation, again, he was a forgetful guy who went into the Beis HaMikdash. The first case that we said was where he ate kach, and this case is where he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Or ne'elam imenu hamikdash v'zachar es hatumah, or he was unaware that where he was walking was into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, exactly how he could forget that, I don't know. He was wearing some dark sunglasses. He didn't realize he was walking to the Beis HaMikdash. He remembered he was hill climbing. He forgot it was the Har HaBayis. And he knew he was Tameh. So in that situation, he's got a problem. This is the fourth case. And finally, this is again a throw-in. Nel mumimenu zeh v'zeh. He forgot that he was Tameh, and he forgot that he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. V'nichnas l'mikdash v'lo yodam. When he went inside, he didn't realize. U'mishayotza yodam. When he came out, or after he came out, he became aware that he had done an avera by going into the Beis HaMikdash while he was Tameh. So similar to the first case, HaRezeh Ba'olav Yored, then in such a situation, he is liable to this carbon Olav Yored that depends on your financial status that you're going to bring. So two out of the four are clearly written in the Torah. He became Tameh, he knew it, and then he forgot, but remembered that food was Kachim. He became Tameh, knew it, and forgot, and went into the Beis HaMikdash. So this was case 1 and 3. So both of these, v'ne'ela mimenu v'nosa avano, right? It was hidden from him, the Torah says, in Parshas Tzav, and then he was Tameh. So he was unaware, or became unaware, or forgot that he was Tameh. So we learned the other two cases from the fact that the Torah says again, v'ne'ela mimenu v'yodan, he comes to know it, and he finds out. Then in that case, he was unaware that the food was kachim, or he was unaware that he was going into the Beis HaMikdash. So the two cases in the Torah are where he forgot he was Tameh. The two cases that we learn out are the cases where he forgot where he was going into or what he was eating, but he remembered that he was Tameh the entire time. Mishnah Beis. Echad ha-nichnas la'azara v'echad ha-nichnas l'tosefes wa'azara. Now it is the same halacha whether a person enters the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, called the Ezras Yisrael, where Yisraelim can go in, or Tosefes Azara, if he's entering the addition to the Azara, if the court was later on enlarged, which happened during the reign of Melech Yehoshaphat, then a Tamei person who goes into this enlarged area is also going to be chayef to bring a carbon. She'ein mosifin alo ir v'al huazaros ela b'melech v'navi v'urim etumim u'v'sanhedrin sheshavim v'echad u'v'shtei todos u'v'shir, which is a long list, because we do not add to the city of Yerushalayim to make it bigger, or to the Azaros, to the courtyards in the Beis HaMikdash, except by the decision, a joint approval of the king, a Navi, a prophet, the Urim V'Tumim, and the Sanhedrin of 71, the great Sanhedrin. Only with the joint approval of all of these individuals is the extra part of the Azara that has been added on, considered to be Kodesh, considered to be a sacred place, that is now part of the Beis HaMikdash. This comes from various psukim in the Torah that talk about the Urim V'Tumim being on Aaron's heart. We learn out of the various psukim that this means that everybody has to be part of it. And in addition to all of these individuals who are part of the decision, uvishtei todos uvishir, there also have to be brought two carbon todos. Carbon toda is the only carbon that was made out of chametz, two loaves of bread that go along with the carbon toda. We know this from when Ezra and Nehemiah dedicated the wall of Yerushalayim. It says that he placed two great carbon todos, and then they went in procession by the wall. So we see that these carbon todos were bigger than the usual ones that went with an ordinary carbon toda, but they were carried in this kind of parade around the place that you were making Kodesh. And also the shira that the Levim accompanied with musical instruments while they were singing Tehillim, as the Gemara explains. So all of this is part of the necessary ceremony in order to make additional parts of the Beis HaMikdash Kodesh. Ubezdin Mahalchin, and the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, walks in their procession, in this parade. Ushtei Todos Achareim, and the two Todos follow them. V'chol Yisrael Achareim, and all of Klal Yisrael follows behind them as well. And this again comes from Nehemiah, where it talks about how they're all circling the place that's going to be made Kodesh. Hapnimis ne'echeles v'chitzona nisrefes. So the inner one, which is the loaf after they've gone all the way around in a circle, the carbon toda that was carried on the inner side is eaten, and the outer one, the chitzona, is nisrefes, is going to be burnt. According to the Gemara, this is from the Nevi'im, that they, this is a mitzvah that they basically brought down, that had to be done. The Gemara has a discussion about how they carry them. Does the inner one mean the one closer to the new wall? One Tana says that it goes one behind the other one, so the inner one is the second one, which goes right before the Sanhedrin. So there's some discussion about which one is called the inner one and which one is called the outer one, but either way, the outer one is burnt and the inner one is eaten. V'chol shelo nasa, v'chol elu, and if any addition was made without this whole ceremony and all these approvals and everything else, then hanichnas l'sham ein chayavan al leho. Then if somebody goes into it, then he's not chayav a korban for it because it wasn't sanctified the proper way. So he doesn't have to get kares if he went in b'mezid, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon if he went in b'shogeg. In the second Beis HaMikdash, when there were consecrations, this is not the same as the first Beis HaMikdash. There's no king from Malchus Beis David, there's no Urim V'Tumim, but nevertheless, it's still considered to be an addition to the Beis HaMikdash, according to procedure, if it's done properly, even though the second Beis HaMikdash didn't have the Kedusha the first Beis HaMikdash did. Because when Shlomo HaMelech made the first Beis HaMikdash Kodesh, and he inaugurated it, and he did the Meshicha of the Beis HaMikdash, he did the whole anointing ceremony, and he did the dedication ceremony, then that was for Mikanul Haba, for all future times as well. So everything Ezra and Nehemiah did was symbolic, because the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't the same as the first one. But nevertheless, it counts, and you have to bring korbanos the same way, using the same criteria.